everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Praise God, the believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this word today and for this broadcast today. We uplift our voices in praise and honor, and we thank you with all of our hearts for revelation from heaven today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. This week, we've been learning how to walk in love. Now, wait a minute. What did I just say? Well, Brother Coleman, you said we're learning how to walk in love. No, I said we're learning how to walk in God. No, you didn't. I heard you say we're learning how to walk in love. No, I said we're learning how to walk in God. See, when you said God, you said love, and you said love, you said God. Now, this is something really, really important here before we get into this. The word God really came out of German theology, Gott, instead of the, he's got seven redemptive names. And it's, we've lost a lot by not knowing those names and not understanding that his name is not God. And his last name's not Christ. I mean, he is love. We're gonna wind up this teaching today on learning the key to staying in the love of God, who is love, who is... Okay, let's just get right straight into today's Bible lesson. Go over to Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is the blessing of Abraham and the curse of the law. Look at the first verse of the chapter. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently. Do you see that?
Yes.
Hearken diligently. See that word hearken?
Yes.
Hear kin. That means I'm supposed to listen up here. Diligently. To the voice. Hey, this is the voice of God. This Bible, this book is the voice of God to you.
Amen.
Amen. Now, to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if you will hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now, in the 15th verse, but it shall come to pass if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, ye refuse to listen to him, observe to do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. All right. Now then, let's go to Romans chapter 13. Verse 9, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly understood in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But you have to be as diligent to hearken and listen to him about walking in love. Why was he so rough on them? Why is he telling them, you better listen to me? Because if they disobeyed him, they just walked right out there where that curse was. He didn't have to put it on them. It came on you. Then isn't any different today.
We have been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yes, sir.
But it's still out there.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Look at this as this straight line down this carpet here. This is the straight and the narrow. This is what Jesus was talking about. It is a narrow way. The rest of it is very broad. Now, I've made a commitment to God as a soldier in the army of the Lord. I am committed. I'm going to keep that commandment. I'm going to walk in that. Amen. Some way or another, I'm going to walk in that. He's just going to have to help me by His grace and teach me and train me. But I've made up my heart and mind. Jesus said that love your neighbor as yourself and love the brethren even as He loved the brethren.
Amen. Amen.
That's the law of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So I'm doing that. And something happened. Blah, 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 blah. Whoa. The minute I did that, I just stepped into Satan's world.
Yep.
And he's going to do his best to steal the word out of me. If he can get the word out of me, he can hurt me. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, let me prove this to you. Right there in 1 John. Look in the 5th chapter. Look in verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, if we ask anything according to His word is His will. There's no way He's going to promise you something that's against His will. That's probably the answer to the question, how dumb can you get? To think God is going to promise you something that's against His will. Amen. Amen. Now, if we ask anything, look at it. According to His will, according to His word, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of Him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. Now look at the 17th verse. All unrighteousness is sin. There is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Really? But he that's begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. Now, wait a minute. Put your brakes on. Is your mind renewed? When you hear the word God, you hear the word love.
Yes.
When you hear the word love, you hear the word God.
Yes.
Let's look at that verse again. We know that whosoever is born of love sinneth not, but he that is born of love keeps himself, where? In love. And that wicked one touches him not. He's walking that line. He's staying in there. If he steps out, he said, no, I repent. Glory to God. I'm quick to repent, quick to repent, quick to forgive.
Yes, sir.
Slow to anger.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And stay on that love line.
Yes.
Now you take your hands off of my baby, Satan. I walk in love. I keep the commandment of love.
Amen.
I walk in it.
Amen.
I delight in His commandments. Hallelujah. Because see, if I love my neighbor as myself, I got it covered. All I got to do is just continue to love and forgive and not let anything ruffle my feathers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No, I can't afford to be step out there fussing with you. I mean, come on. You get up early on Sunday morning and you spend time praying in the Spirit. And, oh, the Lord is so good. And you've just been in His presence. And you think, oh, I got to hurry up and get ready for church and get in there. And you get in there and get mad at your hair. Folks, it ain't worth it. No. Somebody said, that looks great. You have to be under 18 years old to have said that. I don't care. I'm not going to lose the anointing because I get mad at my hair.
Come on.
And then get mad at my hair and then go chew out my wife because I'm mad at my hair. And she don't like the looks of it either. And we're ripping around at one another. Not in our household. That don't happen. Amen. But I know households what it do happen. And then you're fussing over something else all the way to church and they started over your stupid hair.
Come on.
You got angry. Your emotions got the best of you. When all the time the Lord was trying to bless you and you prayed in the Spirit and you got into a place where He could use you in that church service this morning and you just blew it over a hairdo. That's the way Satan has gotten away with murder.
That's right.
Amen. I mean it. No, these are commands. God is looking for an army that'll walk in His love and walk in His statutes, hallelujah, and listen to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now, let's go back over here now where we were in the first chapter, and let's walk through this by faith. You remember said, Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, see, he laid out the faith principle and then he immediately put it into operation. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, so that your heavenly Father can forgive you your trespasses.
Amen.
All right, let's apply that.
Amen.
I missed it. Well, I can wait 2 or 3, 4 days or a week and feel bad about it and cry and squall and go ahead and finish the argument. You know, hold on to it for several days. Well, Brother Copeland, you don't know what they did to me. I've been trying to forgive them. No, you hadn't. Forgiving's easy. It's not a matter of feelings.
That's right.
No. You stand up there before the commander-in-chief of the heavenly forces.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And you say, sir, I have forgiven her, sir.
Amen.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, sir.
She's forgiven.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Then you get to church that morning, and there she comes. Oh, no, I thought I forgave her. You did.
Amen.
You did. That was a decision. And that's the way you're supposed to forgive, is a matter of decision. Of obedience.
Yes, sir. Choice. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, your flesh is in the habit of not liking her. And it hadn't changed yet. It's still as stupid as it was last week. Because your flesh doesn't have a mind of its own. The flesh has no mind. It is trainable. but it has no mind of its own. Amen.
Amen.
And you have to tell it what to do. You just said, no, you put a smile on your face and go over there and you greet her because she's forgiven.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I said, she's forgiven.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to go over there and do that. It doesn't have anything different with what you want
to
do.
That's right.
Go over there and speak to her. There ain't no telling what she'll call me. That's her problem, not yours.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
I was on one end of the house and Gloria's on the other. And she said something from the other end. She hollered in there at me something. I don't even remember what she said. And I said, she don't care nothing about me. Whoa. I want you to know the Spirit of God rose up inside me. I didn't hear it audibly, but I heard it with every cell of my being. My eyes heard it. My nose heard it. My hair heard it. He said, who do you think you are? I mean, it jerked me to a brace. I'm standing there trembling all over. He said, it's none of your business whether she cares anything about you or not. It is your business to care for her. Sir, yes, sir. That was the last time that ever happened. That's been 20 some odd years ago. That's the last time that ever happened. I'm not taking a chewing out like that again. If you ain't never had the Holy Ghost really thoroughly give you a dressing down, brother, I want you to know you ain't never been chewed out. When I was in the Army, I got chewed out every day. I tell you, that first day, I knew I was in some kind of trouble. I was way overweight. And I'm standing there like this. And I want you to know old Top come out there and he's looking us over. That is the biggest, blackest master sergeant I ever saw in my life. This man was huge. I want you to know, well, he wasn't master sergeant, sergeant major. He was all soldier. I come to really respect him. He walked up in front of me and he laughed, man. You know, he's about 6'5", standing there looking at me. He said, and he poked me in the belly and he said, we gonna let the wind out of you. I thought, oh, man, I have had it. Mama! I want out of here. Don't we have a base in Hawaii somewhere I can go to? Boy, he did too. But man, I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, that is one of the most powerful things that ever happened in my life. When the Lord just got me and yanked me back over there under the authority and power of his word. Amen. Because I'm a soldier,
yes,
in the army of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. When? When you stand praying. Amen. When you stand there at attention before him. Not, oh, God, I just don't know what's the matter with me. Whiny baby, time is over.
Amen.
It's time for the army of God to arrive.
Amen.
and attack the forces of darkness with a vengeance. And love one another with an intensity that we've never known before. But until you confess it, it's still working in your life. But you have to confess it by faith. You haven't done anything until you receive the forgiveness and the cleansing. That's the promise. Look at it again. Right here is where most people cave in because they feel so guilty. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just or righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, if you operate by faith, sir, I confess that. I acted out of love. I'm guilty of it. And don't try to kind of milk it over. If it's sin, call it what it is. Amen. Well, you see, I kind of got this problem. You ain't got a problem. Sin is sin. You just stand up there and own it. And confess it. And spew it out of your system. Amen. And don't take a whole bunch of time squalling and bawling around about it. Amen. Get it done. Sir, I did that. I judged myself of it. And I'm here before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I confess it. And I believe I receive my forgiveness, Lord Jesus, from your righteous and faithfulness. And I receive my cleansing from this in the name of Jesus. And now get on your face and begin to worship Him and thank Him for His mercy. I commit this to you. I write a partner letter every month. I pray for you every day. I put scriptures there on the bottom of that partner letter, and I put those on there specifically for your benefit so that you can go back and read those and make them a part of your prayer life.
Kenneth Copeland's commitment to his partners has led to over 350 individual letters being written since 1986. The U.S. office mails the letter to over 400,000 partners and friends every month. These powerful messages from God's heart minister life to your spirit and strengthen you in your daily walk of faith.
I'm a partner for about probably 5 years now, and I enjoy his product, especially his monthly letters. I wait for them in the mail. I just love those. They're so very inspiring.
And he always hits it right on. Whatever I'm going through, that is the word for that month. And I keep that letter.
But I will write them to help them get their needs met, to help them prosper, to help them grow in the Lord and grow in faith and grow in prayer and go from religion to reality, praise God.
Now, Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, I want to point something out to you today. Verse 6 of Galatians 6, let him that is taught in the Word communicate or respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, I want to point something out here to you. You're not only being taught and communicated with on this broadcast. You know, you order the products. Nobody is required to pay for anything off this broadcast. But think about it. You're receiving product free of charge. You're receiving all of these other things. Pray about that part of it also. On the Believer's Voice of Victory Network, we don't charge our broadcasters one penny for being on that. We sow that into their lives and ministry in order to get this total immersion set up for you. So now be praying and seeking the Lord in you're part of the financial outreach of this ministry. If you're not an active partner with this ministry, you need to be praying about that and seek the Lord whether or not you should become a praying, giving, involved partner with Glory in Me and with this wonderful ministry that the Lord has blessed us to be a part of for over 50 years. Amen. Father, we pray over this offering today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, sir, to reveal to the people everything they need to know about this. And we praise you for it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when an offering comes in here, we pray over it. We have a prayer team that prays over it. Your money gets prayed over. This is not just preacher talk. Your money gets prayed over. You get prayed over when you sow into this ministry. This is good ground. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, hey, glory to God. Hey, we're going to be here Monday.
So you going to be with us?
Yeah, right. You need to be here Monday. Praise the Lord. How to activate faith with your word. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. If you prefer, you can also go to kcm.org/give or call 800-600-7395. This is the time for miracles. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
Words, the most important things in this earth, that makes the Word of God the most precious thing in the earth. Don't miss this 2 weeks of broadcast.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.